I've made it very well known how I feel about this. I believe it's just a fragmented system. It won't work, and it's going to cost the taxpayers heavily when we move forward.
County Utilities and Commerce Administrator Mike Merrill said that while there is no way to guarantee that the overhaul would go perfectly as planned, the plan is in and of itself sound.
After looking at all the material and asking the questions we needed to ask, I think the position that we are in at this point is that we can find nothing in the material, nothing, no fatal flaw, no evidence of anything that would cause us to recommend that you should not go forward with this resolution.
Commissioner Higginbotham said that he feared the economic impact the tax might have.
It's going to put Hillsborough County at the highest rate in the state. We have factors in here that are going to require people take a hard look at how they want to do business and where they want to do business in the state, whether it's Hillsborough County or outside of Hillsborough County.
Commissioner Mark Sharp, a strong advocate of the penny transit tax referendum, said that taxes in Hillsborough County would still be relatively low.
Even with the tax increase, our sales tax will be lower than North Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and other communities that move forward with a similar program. We still will have a lower sales tax.
Commissioner Kevin White said that the transit tax, which would fund a bus line expansion, road projects, pedestrian trails, and a light rail system, among other things, would allow the Tampa Bay area to better compete with other metropolitan areas.
We need to find these dollars to be able to compete with other major cities and to be able to compete for federal dollars to help us move this forward. We talk about job creation. No, we can't say that 100% where the jobs will come from or what will happen and what will impact. But one thing we do know, there will be jobs created by creating the system.
During the public comment session, residents also expressed mixed feelings on the issue. Local activist Gerald White said that beefing up mass transit was essential for the working poor.
The people of Hillsborough County, the working poor, desperately need resolutions related to transportation in this county. This resolution address that issue, and I call for my fellow citizens, no matter where you live in Hillsborough County, to stand with me, to stand with the Board of County Commissioners, to stand with the Mayor of Tampa, Pam Iorio, and vote for this, support this, advocate for this, reach out related to this.
For most who spoke during public testimony, economics was at the heart of the issue. Speaking on behalf of Tourism and Economic Development Corporation Tampa Bay & Company, Mise en Place co-owner Marianne Ference told the board that better transportation was essential in attracting special events to the area.
This will put us in the best position to receive state and federal funding as well as support from the local communities. We need it if we are to continue to compete, as we do successfully, for such major events such as Super Bowl and World Cup, and other income-generating events that come to our community.
Used car dealer Mark DiNicolo expressed concern over the impact a sales tax increase might have on his industry, though the county does have a sales tax cap for big-ticket items like cars.
Does anyone at the Department of Revenue read the news and see how poorly the car business is doing? Does anyone in politics take the time to find out that the Department of Revenue has a failing system? There are ridiculous percentages of dealers as well as other businesses with a sales tax problem at some level.
Conservative activist David Caton illustrated his opposition with a replica of a Ferrari and said that the tax would amount to the cost of 31,500 of the cars. He said that the transit tax would be just as frivolous and that it, in essence, forces taxpayers to fund future developments.
If you had read the headlines in the St. Pete Times yesterday, it said, bankruptcies hit record. We're asking them to give more money. We're asking 67,000 unemployed to scrape together more money.
Commissioner Rose Ferlita, a Republican, stressed that the issue should not be bipartisan and that the vote would at very least put the decision to update the way Hillsborough residents travel into the hands of voters.
So whether my colleagues and I agree, I think we're all going to go forward with conscientious decisions to do what we think is best. For me, I think putting on the ballot and listening to the voters again, that's going to be the real test. The number of yeses versus the number of noes, that will decide where this community wants to go in looking at a modified or an enhanced public transportation program. I don't have the right to take that decision from them.